Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got plenty to talk about here today. NXT tonight, first night of a two-week spring break-in series. And we have a beach brawl tonight, which I'm hoping actually spills out onto the beach. So we'll tell you about that. We've also got a lot of other news as well. Dynamite is tomorrow. Still only one match announced for the show, which is odd because they don't have a lot of tickets out for that show. I would think they would have announced more by now, but they have not. But we'll give you the one match for the show. And also talk about all of the other news. Cameron Grimes, no longer with WWE. They've been doing cuts. He is the latest. And I'll tell you my thoughts. That's another one I'm very surprised about. But we can get into that more, because we have some other details about some of the other cuts as well, which I find to be very odd. Dominic Mysterio is injured. I'll tell you about that. King of the Ring is coming up. And interestingly enough, you know, they have got a PLE coming up. But they are already building to the next PLE after the one that they have coming up here. And interestingly enough, the second one is not head-to-head with AEW, but it is the same weekend as Double or Nothing. So that's going to be a very, very busy weekend. We got updates on Finn Balor and the Raw streak of sellouts, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Well, Raw and SmackDown. And ratings. And I got a very interesting thing to say about the ratings. And then, of course, we got the full Raw report. Lots to talk about on Raw. There is a new WWE Women's Champion. It is Becky Lynch. So, a lot to talk about here today. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, he is back here today. He has returned.
And, I have.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Hey, listen, I'm going to start off with this. Unusual, perhaps. But, you know, I am a man of honesty. I'm a man who is about what's best for business. Unlike some people who claim they're all about what's best for business, but they're not. I actually am. I am all about what's best for business. And what is best for business is that I quickly note that if you go to f4wonline.com/Vegas, we got tickets available for all sorts of great stuff. You know, we got a steak, all you can eat, eat all you can steak dinner at Texas Day Brazil. We got a sweet party, annual brunch at the Wicked Spoon, and the Brian and Vinny What Happens in Vegas live event that you can only see and hear if you are there. It's not going to end up on the website afterwards. It's top secret what happens there in Vegas. Maybe we'll take a field trip to Area 51. I mean, who knows what fun you might have. But grab your tickets now before they're gone. Brian and Vinny, What Happens in Vegas, f4wonline.com/Vegas. And also on the front page, we have sold a ton of tickets for the Brian and Dave live Q&A over All-In Weekend on the historic Tattershall Castle Steamship, August 25th, 11 a.m. if you're planning to go to Wembley. And tickets are going fast, and this is just the pre-sale. I don't think the I think maybe today is the day that they go on sale to the public. But there's a link up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com and my Twitter. I would head up there and grab tickets now if you want them, because it's on a boat, dude. There's limited capacity. There's only so many life jackets. So get on there, grab your tickets to the Brian and Vinny live show or the Dave and Brian Q&A. A lot of fun stuff coming up if you go to Double or Nothing or Wembley. And we'll have some more fun announcements coming up soon as well. But anyway, that wasn't what I was going to start with.
Oh, yeah?
I was going to start with what's best for business.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a man who's fair, and I will tell you what's best for business, even if what's best for business is not best for me.
Oh,
so,
okay.
First off, what's best for business is, can AEW announce some matches for Wednesday already? I mean, what is taking so long?
Maybe some medical reports need to come back.
The show is tomorrow. They've literally announced nothing except John Moxley and Powerhouse Hobbs for the IWGP title. As of a week ago, there were only 1,400 tickets sold.
Ooh.
Like, are we trying to sell tickets or are we not? Because if we are, they're not even announcing, Chris Jericho will speak or Hook will have eat chips, whatever. Like, nothing. Like, announce something. So, like, you know, people in the area, they might know who might be there. Who should we go see? Like, what's going on?
And you have a big enough roster where even if you have something that, you know, you're not sure about if it's going to tie into TV or not, you could have completely separate people out there with a big enough name with a dark match that you can advertise just for those people there. I don't know. That's how they go about doing things. Apparently, that's what works for them since they don't do it on a consistent basis. So I don't understand it. But then again, I didn't understand it with WWE. I don't know if this really matters for their ticket sales the way things are going right now. You know, I just think all of these companies really do, in my mind, rely on the internet and rely on social media for a lot, really way too much. And they save things till the day of, which is just still not something that I think is a great idea.
They didn't even shoot angles of the press conference. And, you know, I had people arguing with me that, well, they never announced anything before, you know, after a paper. I've been to press conferences. They bring people out. They shoot angles in character to set up matches. I've seen it with my own eyes. Nothing. They did nothing.
Oh, like booking.
Now, this is what I was actually going to talk about.
Okay.
What is best for business?
Best for business.
Even though it is not necessarily in my best interest.
Maybe not in your best interest.
Okay. So we got the ratings from this weekend, and the Collision show did 461,000 viewers and a 0.13. And the Rampage show, which was immediately afterwards, did also a 0.13 in 18 to 49 and 397,000 viewers. So Rampage had the third largest audience the show has done in 2024. Rampage also did the fourth highest 18 to 49 that they have done this entire year. And last week, we had Collision followed by Battle of the Belts. I thought, my God, Battle of the Belts is going to die. It's absolutely going to die. And it didn't. It did well. And I can't believe I am saying this. I don't want this personally, but honest to God, as they're negotiating this next television deal, I believe what may be best for their business is cancel Rampage on Fridays and do a Saturday 3-hour block. I think that is, in fact, like, you can do, if you wanted to, you could do 2 hours of Collision, an hour of Rampage. I would just do a 3-hour Collision on Saturday nights. I mean, we've now seen it. It's not like a one-time thing. When you take Rampage off Fridays, or when you follow Collision with Battle of the Belts, either, we've seen it now 2 weeks in a row. The Battle of the Belts did well. They kept almost the entire Collision audience. Rampage kept the entire demo over 3 hours. I mean, yeah, there are going to be some weeks where there's a WWE PLE and they get killed. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's better doing it this way. And listen, I don't want it either. But I'm just looking at, you know, why do they talk about selling tickets? Why? Because you know what? The place got to stay in business, okay? That's just it. I know the cons have a lot of money. But, like, they get a bad television deal, that ain't good, okay? They need a strong television deal, no matter how much money they've got. They need to be selling tickets for their events, you know, get this thing going. And I think, you know, obviously the two ways to do it are advertise your damn matches for your show so people know what's coming. And what's the best situation with television? If they're negotiating for 5 hours of television, 2 hours on Wednesday, hour on Friday, hour and 2 hours on Saturday. Well, looking at what we have seen and the numbers that Rampage has been doing on Friday night, which were atrocious last week, under 300,000 last week. I mean, the fact is, if you're negotiating for 5 hours, it's 2 hours Wednesday and 3 hours Saturday.
That's it. I think we talked about it on here Brandon Thurston theorized this a while ago, and makes sense. Look, you want to maximize whatever. Look, they're going to make a lot of money out of a TV deal no matter what it is. They're going to make a fine deal of money, but they could make more if they're performing well, and if this is what TNT and TBS want them to do, which frees up a night for them. It, you know, again, you can put a third hour, probably should be on Collision. That way it takes all of Saturday night. They can theme, you know, all of Saturday night there until they have playoffs or, you know, some other real sport takes its place. You know, I think that's probably the best idea. And, you know, how it is long term, I don't know. But Rampage is a dead show on its own on Fridays. That's just the way it is. No matter if there are good matches on there or not, it's just not a good place to be. And when it comes to attendance, you know, it's you're spending 200,000 times the amount that Ring of Honor did to do three times the amount of people in some places, doing 1,800 people, 1,400 people. That's just not the way it should be. That doesn't make any sense, especially when they're selling 150,000 pay-per-views or roundabouts with, you know, hardcore people. There's got to be a way to draw people in, and if they're going to survive as a wrestling company, you know, that just doesn't run Daily's Place and some place for pay-per-views, then, you know, you're going to have to figure out what it is. And advertising matches in advance, to me, doesn't hurt.
So then we had SmackDown, which no Roman Reigns, no Rock, only a very short Cody taped promo. 2.3 million viewers on Fox, 0.63 in 18 to 49. So is down, lowest number since March 29th. But they've got the draft on Friday, the draft on Monday, and I expect both of those numbers to be large. More news after the break. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. You didn't talk about the cuts on Friday, did you?
I'm not sure if we did or not. I don't think we did, actually.
Well, all I know is I was aghast they cut Sanga.
I know, this is hurting you.
What are you thinking?
Well.
And then they cut Sanga. The ones I was shocked by were Sanga. And then, who was the other one?
Veer?
Oh, no. You know, Von Wagner.
Yeah, well, that things about. Were trending that way with him.
They were, but it was because they booked him horribly. It was like,
oh, yeah.
You could not book a guy worse when trying to get him over than Von Wagner.
Well, you know what? They weren't trying to get over Giovanni Vinci, but my God, you give him a new look. He has that good match with, I think it was it Phantasma? In Santos Escobar? And they bring him up to the main roster, and he always was the third guy. And things were not looking good after last night for him, but Cameron Grimes today is one.
Well, that's what I'm going to get to. Cameron Grimes.
But, man.
He got cut as well. And, you know, he had just recently, you know, one of those things where in the old days you knew he was doomed, but you thought nowadays, well, maybe not. You know, it's him and Braun Breaker. He doesn't even get an entrance. He's just standing there in the ring, and then Braun murders him. So, and he got cut as well. Now, he surprised me as well because fantastic, absolutely fantastic worker, great baby face. People loved him. And you know what's weird is, you know, Dave was talking about this last night. So, do you remember, like, it literally was probably 2 years ago. One day I was watching SmackDown, and there's Von Wagner backstage. Remember that?
Yeah, Zion Quinn, him, yeah, a couple of
Well, Zion that. Quinn got drafted, and then we, like, literally never saw him again. That was weird enough. But, no, they had him on TV in, like, three backstage segments, and then we never saw him again, okay?
Yeah.
So, apparently, Zion Quinn and, I mean, all of them, really, but Von Wagner and who else was I talking about? It was Von and...
Xia Li, and then...
No, but I think the most surprising ones were...
And Sanga.
Well, the two that... Zion and Wagner, okay, were the two that I was referring to that Dave was talking about. They were considered main roster talent. Like, Zion got called up once and was never seen again, but he was considered main roster talent.
Well, he got an ass whipping by Braun Breaker, so he got one going out the door.
They literally put Vaughn on TV three times in a backstage segment, and then he just went right back and was a regular on NXT, but he was considered main roster.
Sure.
And so, like, apparently, like, the reason he was cut was... because he was main roster and they weren't doing anything with him on the... I was like, what?
I don't know about that.
Okay, what's going on here?
I don't think
that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Corey says, Zion was sad to see he looked like a star. Yes, bro, I watched a lot of Zion Quinn. And that's what he had was he looked like a star. He wasn't getting in the ring.
Nope.
He was not improving ever. And, you know... I just don't get it, dude. I don't
get any
of this.
I get it. I completely get it. I completely get it. And you understand why, too, if you really think about it. From a rational point of view, they have all those guys in the NIL system. They have all these people that they're developing with their own hands. They have people that you can bring in, new people like Julia, who are newer to the system. I don't think in some cases, this is a referendum on the wrestler. It's a matter of, you know, with Cameron Grimes, you know what? We can't see in the immediate future when we're going to be able to shuffle you in the next 6-12 months, even though you have talent. We have all of these other people. We have all of these other people we're trying to develop. Same thing with Von Wagner. You know, at his size, with his pedigree, being a second-generation wrestler, with the fact that he's got some establishment there, if he leaves and pulls a Drew McIntyre or a Cody Rhodes and does a great job on the indies, becomes a monster, because he is a monster. If he walked into TNA right now, he would be a monster on the roster. And if they're able to do something, maybe he can come back. I don't think in some cases, you know, talented people are going to get cut sometimes just because they get shuffled out of the system. That's why in the territory days, it was great because you could move on to somewhere. It's what Adam Copeland, there's a story on the front page that got posted up today about having more than one flourishing company, a positive for all wrestlers. Yeah, because you need a place for wrestlers to work. Look at Nick Nemeth. Look at Dolph Ziggler and all those times you could have done X, Y, and Z. You could have did more with them. He's not a shot wrestler. He's able to go into TNA and do things. He's able to go to New Japan, CMLL, and do things. So I hope that's the case for Cameron Grimes. And I think in the case of some people like Xia Li or Zion Quinn, you know, they just, at some point, you got to, like, cut bait with some of these folks because you're just backed up with too many.
Well, here's the thing. I mean,
potential.
Listen, I listen, it's the same thing with AEW and WWE, okay? You can't just hire everybody forever.
No.
Okay? So, like, AEW has so many people under contract. And remember we found out that, like, Harlan, what was his name in AEW? Like, he got released a while. It was like, he's been under contract for the last 8 months where he's just been gone. Well, it's like, AEW, I don't like to see anybody fired. But the fact is, if AEW is going to keep hiring people, they got to fire some people. You just have to. I mean, otherwise, you're paying people to do absolutely nothing.
Yes.
And then you want to justify that you're paying this guy so he's on TV, but someone else isn't. It's
and
like,
look,
no, stop. Well, hold on.
Too,
so then in WWE, it's like they're about to have a draft. They're about to call up some people to the main roster. There's only so many spots, okay? You can say, well, you can make a spot for, you know, 200 people, but you can't, okay? It's going to suck. You got a finite number of spots for such and such number of people. And so people are going to be cut. But my point is, I get it. You know, Veer and Sangha is a heel tag team. It was a gimmick from 1994, okay? But
yeah,
of the two, Sangha, you know, when he had that run in NXT and he was the babyface and he was giving everybody advice and he was a spiritual leader, he was great. He had something. And Cameron Grimes was a fantastic worker. And he connects with the crowds in these matches. He has something. And Von Wagner, you know, I'm actually kind of okay with Von being released because he can go and do some stuff and come back. But, you know, he had something as well. Xia Li really wasn't showing anything. Zion Quinn was showing nothing. You know, Jinder had run his course. You know, it's like, I get some of these, but some of them I don't get.
Well, Veer, they cut him off at the knees, you know. They actually had him play into the fact he was riding around in a Mercedes and he had this, you know, busted down Rolex on and all this stuff. And it was like, okay, this is a new take on an Indian wrestler. And this is a new look and a new way to do things. And then all of a sudden, they flipped him back and they put him and Sangha together. Sangha, who was a good guy, you know, and actually portrayed that role better, but they hook them all together. And then, as you mentioned, it became a gimmick right out of 1994 again. And it just, they never, look, it, there are some projects, and that's another thing with this, there are going to be some people that they look at and see and go, we love these guys. There's probably a Cameron Grimes fan, a Trevor Lee fan right now sitting in the Carolinas that is looking at Johnny Gargano going, why do they love him so much? Because they do. They like him to do and portray a certain role. They have projects that they like. They're not going to be able to hit on everybody. And again, the more people getting out there, again, we'll see what happens with TNA because I don't know how well they did. Attendance-wise was rough. Let's see how they do with the pay-per-view and see how much money they continue to throw into things. But, you know, having another place out there for some of these people to work and, you know, again, be bigger fish in smaller ponds is a good thing.
President brought up a great name here, Dexter Lumis. What? I totally forgot about that guy.
Now,
where has he been?
I don't know, but he's not going to be answering his phone now that we
vanished
called him
off out. The face of the earth is what happened to that guy.
Well, he might show up in a window when you're looking out of it.
Finn Balor has re-signed with WWE, or he has announced that he is going nowhere.
Yeah.
So
that tease there on social media yesterday.
Yeah. We're waiting officially on Drew. You know, I keep hearing officially that Drew has not re-signed, but I mean, come on.
Come on.
Becky just won the title.
Yeah.
I don't think any of these people are going anywhere.
Becky and Seth? Yeah.
Well, Seth just got surgery, so.
I mean, he's not signed.
Well, I know, but regardless of when his deal is up, the fact that he just got surgery means it's frozen.
Yes, so true. He's
not going anywhere anytime soon.
That great wrestling tradition of that.
Well, it happens in both companies.
I mean, I know.
Just the way
you would think,
go.
You know, maybe if you had an agent that could fight about that. But then again, when you're working for agents, I don't see that system changing at all. It's amazing that we're in this era now where you have all these power brokers who represent other power brokers in all of these industries that affect your lives. And for anybody that ever thought wrestling was going to unionize or change or anything like that, no. You just might get a shot to be in the naked gun and things are going to be good. We're working
but
for
hold
you,
on. Everyone, this is not necessarily negative. Like if I worked for AEW or WWE and I was making $2 million a year and I was happy as a clam making all that money and then I blow out my knee. And they're like, okay, well, you know, you're going to be out 9 months, so we're going to pay you for that 9 months to not wrestle and add 9 more months making your $1 million, $2 million a year at the end. I'd be like, great!
Yeah.
Can you double the extension there?
They could also FedEx you.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Girl, I come to see you. You know I love her so.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, we had a Raw last night. And did a little over 9,000. The sellout streak ended. Last 2 weeks did not sell out. Although they did sell out every single show when they had that European tour. So it's still on fire. But I think the main things to talk about last night are that Becky Lynch is the new women's champion. They had a battle royal. And
take that, Tom Lawler.
Yeah. You know what's funny is they mentioned a battle royal for the women's title. I was like, oh, my God. I hate battle royals for titles.
Me too.
And then at the beginning of the show, they had McAfee and Cole in the ring. And they announced that this was only the fourth time in history that a title had been determined in a battle royal. Now, to be fair...
WWE history.
No, all history.
No, are you kidding me?
They weren't
named for now.
They weren't counting Royal Rumbles.
Doesn't matter.
So, if you go back to 1963, there have only been four battle royals for titles, and this was one of them.
Yeah, WWF history. It just seems like a lot more because this horrible
it does seem like a lot more.
Has been done. The AWA, Larry Zbysko, won the world title that way. I think this was the way GLOW would decide some of their champions as well, too. It's just every time it's done, it always feels to me to be really incredibly cheesy. It's not like battle royals are, you know, regaled with any greatness anyway since the 70s and Andre the Giant. You know, it just, to me, they're, unless it's the Royal Rumble, and everybody's got a goofy version of that now too, unless it's the Royal Rumble, I don't have time for battle royals.
Yeah, no Royal way. Rumble is not a battle royal. It's a Royal Rumble.
It's a Royal Rumble.
Yes. Battle royal is all the people in the ring, and you throw them over.
A remix.
A Royal Rumble is, you know, whatever.
What'd you ever think about the reverse battle royal?
Are you kidding me? You're just going to pull my string?
Hey, well, to be fair, that's kind of what happens in NXT now. Whenever they have an open challenge, the sheer chaos that takes place where the entirety of the insides of the performance center become the parking lot outside and it's just mass chaos getting to the ring, in some ways, that is a reverse battle royal.
Well, anyway, they had this battle royal and, you know, women's battle royal for the title. It had no heat early, really. But
well,
once they got rid of some of the people, it had great heat, actually, at the end. When it came down to, it was Becky and Liv and Nia. And, of course, everybody thought that Liv was going to win because of the whole Rhea Ripley thing. But Rhea is going to be out for a while. And so my guess is what's going on is Becky won here. Her and Liv are going to have a championship match, and Liv is going to beat her in an actual one-on-one pay-per-view match for the title because I figure that's where they're going. They got rid of Nia, who nearly killed Becky twice because they need to never allow her near anybody.
Can you imagine a series of Nia Jax against Electra Lopez matches? Can you imagine that?
No. They're outside, and Nia puts Becky on a table. And then she goes, and instead of, like, doing something now that she's on the table, she decides, well, you know, or Doudrop did this, or Piper Niven. So Piper puts Becky on the table. And then instead of doing something, she goes and grabs Nia, which makes no sense. She drags Nia outside. So they start having a brawl while poor, you know, Becky's laying on the table. And Nia's going to give Piper a choke slam onto Becky on the table. But, like, it doesn't work at all. She doesn't even make it to the table. She, like, gets choke slammed, like, on the edge, which that probably sucked. So then, you know, the fans are angry. So they chant, you know, one more time. So Nia goes to lift her for a Samoan drop, and she cannot lift her up. And she almost collapses, and then she tries again, and she almost collapses. Well. And then she finally gets her up on the third try, and she throws her onto Becky, but she throws her onto Becky's legs, and Piper's foot hits Becky right in the face. I was like, can we not kill, I mean, anybody, but, I mean,
and
Becky's
the table
winning.
Didn't break.
And the table didn't break again. And it's like, oh, my God, just let it go. Just get in the ring. It's a commercial break. Who cares? Nia, you're a heel. The people can boo you. You don't have to break the table. Just get in the ring. But they had to try it again during the break. And apparently she put Becky through the table during the break. But comes down to Becky and Liv and Nia. And when they, you know, double-teamed and eliminated Nia, that did get a big pop. And then Liv and Becky brawl on the apron. And Becky gives her the manhandle slam. Liv falls to the floor. Becky wins.
It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Liv Morgan now beats the person, you know, coming up here that Rhea Ripley last beat. She should be the number one contender. She is going to be the champion, and she can continue to do dastardly things and continue to try to lay the groundwork of as far as being a heel, because that's the way it's going to be, certainly when Rhea comes back.
So after the show, Becky's in the crowd celebrating, and she just starts signing autographs. And she signed them for 30 minutes after the show went off the air. And they finally had to get everybody out of there. So that was very nice.
Man, very Cody thing to do.
And we also, this opened with one of those uninterrupted shots, which are so awesome that they do nowadays, where they're backstage before the main event, and Jackie is interviewing Indy and Candace, and they start doing their promo, and all of a sudden you hear screaming, and Jackie goes, oh my God, what's going on? And she takes off, and the camera follows her all the way to a brawl with Nia and Liv, and all these officials, they try to break it up. And then as they're filming this, Becky starts walking by, and she goes up to Jackie and she says, you know, the man's great at everything. Can I borrow that mic? And she takes the mic, and now she starts doing Jackie's role. And she just keeps walking. The camera hasn't cut yet, still following her. She walks all the way through the backstage area. She runs into Maxine. She goes, Maxine, is this your first time challenging for a world title here in your ninth match? Maxine says, yes, it is. Becky says, go out there. Show them it won't be your last. And Maxine's all fired up. Which, by the way, she then went out there and threw out Candice LeRae, which was supposed to get a big pop, but it's 20 minutes or 20, I think it was, what was it, 2 hours? 2 hours from Candice's house. So she got booed for that. That was funny. But anyway, Becky keeps walking. She goes all the way through the gorilla position. She says, get that camera ready. We're going to need some new promo pics. Goes through the curtain, and the camera follows her all the way down to the ring. These shots are so awesome because they're live. There's multiple people and storylines and angles involved. And, yeah,
nice.
There's no margin for error. No. One of these days, something's going to go wrong, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's the evolution of pro wrestling production, you know, right in front of your eyes, as we saw in the 90s with the, you know, things we were used to on MTV and that sort of thing, those jump cuts, all that stuff coming into ECW and into the WWF and all that stuff. And I mean, realistically, since the Attitude Era, there has not been much change, and all of the changes they made, the thing is, Brian, they've been seamless into the product, I think. Even though they stand out and you recognize the show is a little bit different, it's not overly jarring, I think. And they've done, to me, an incredible job.
Also had a show-long storyline with the Judgment Day. So Rhea is gone because she's rehabbing. And without her, the Judgment Day is going all to hell. They are just having one problem after another. And Dom is actually legitimately injured. He had his arm in a sling. I'm not sure exactly what the injury is, but he's hurt. Rhea's hurt. Priest is trying to take over the group, but he's being a jerk about it. And JD and Dom, they're frustrated with this guy. And it's just one issue after another. So it's splintering until Rhea makes her return.
I hope it doesn't shoot off too many splinters into my eyes here. This is not the best jump off for Damian Priest as far as being the new WWE champion or whatever you call his side of the ledger there. So I hope they actually figure out something. You know, I don't know if it's, you know, again, I don't know what they're going to do, but this Jey Uso feud does not feel like it would have felt at the beginning of January when both of these guys were a lot hotter.
We had the destruction of Imperium. Man, oh man. Gunther returned, did his promo. He wants to win the King of the Ring. And then they had Imperium versus New Day, which is funny because New Day was begging to not have to do this match because they had about 50 matches about a year ago. But they do it anyway, and New Day wins, and Gunther is infuriated because old Vinci did the job. And he just leaves in disgust. And Kaiser goes over, and he helps his old friend up. Hugs him, kisses him on the head, helps him out of the ring, and throws him into the boards and beats his ass all over. And he puts him on the steps. All of the officials come down to try to break it up, but he makes a break for it, goes running around the ring, does the giant running shotgun dropkick to the head of...
Why was he still laying there like that? What are they doing?
Well, they were busy trying to get the other guy out of there, help the guy who's hurt,
because
they're incompetent.
No.
And so that is the end of Vinci. Mm. I don't think he's been released, but, I mean, you watched it and you think, this guy is going to be released
today.
Can
he at least go back down to NXT? Help the homie out here.
I don't know. Not looking good.
Oh, man.
And then we had a segment where this was totally weird. Drew comes out and Drew's like, I'd complain all night, he says, but I won't. And then he starts just complaining about everything that's happened to him.
Just stealing your gimmick.
And Sheamus comes out. And, you know, they're frenemies is what they are. And he basically just says, I'm here to give you the, you know, brutal, honest truth. You know, you are obsessed with Punk. You should have just left, but you couldn't. And because of your obsession, a one-armed CM Punk beat your ass. And Drew is furious.
He turned into Scott Steiner.
And Drew says, you know... You want to talk about brutal honesty? Fine. Before you got hurt, he says, banger after banger after banger. But ever since you got hurt, it's just been burger after burger after burger. Because some fans were making fun of Sheamus online last week for coming back heavy.
Pillsbury throw boy.
And Sheamus just kind of blows this off. And he says, you know, Drew, I can lose the weight, but you can't lose the stupid. Now Drew's really mad. And Drew says, you know, everybody backstage was making fun of you for being fat last week. And Sheamus says, I don't care. And Drew goes, I care because I'm your friend. I'm going to watch the match tonight, and I'm going to watch your back. And so I'm like, okay, that was a long segment. We're doing something with Drew and Sheamus. Let's get to it. So Drew goes to watch the match. It's Sheamus and Shinsuke Nakamura. Drew's watching his back the entire time. And Sheamus Brogue kicks him and wins. And then he gets on the middle rope and he flexes. And that was it.
Well,
like, what? All that for that? Like, I mean, I understand, like, building stuff up for the future. But, I mean, I waited a long time for nothing. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
These people in the chat slandering Drew McIntyre. What's that about?
What do you mean slandering him? What are they saying?
Michael Buble.
What are they saying?
Mean things about him.
Like what?
He's maybe retaining a little bit of water for some reasons or something. Kind of looks a little swollen there. Chubby cheeks, things
wow.
like that.
Must
What's
we?
What's up with that, guys?
Hey, listen, Brandon here notes, did you see the short moment where Dominic and Liv went face to face? She said she was going to take everything from Rhea.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Nice way to transition him out of there. I like it. I'd be completely fine with that. Extra heat on her trying to be a heel? Perfect. Perfect.
How about that?
I like it.
Also, had another thing that was sent on Twitter, but I got to check it out before I want to talk too much about it. But this from The Hill. I'll have to read the whole article later, but I'll read the beginning. FTC voted 3-2 Tuesday to ban non-compete agreements that prevent tens of millions of employees from working for competitors or starting a competing business after they leave the job. The final rule would ban new non-compete agreements for all workers, require companies let current and past employees know they won't enforce them. Companies will also have to throw out existing non-compete agreements for most employees.
I like it.
Although in a change from the original proposal, the agreements would remain in effect, may remain in effect, for senior executives.
Yeah, well, there's sensitive things and intellectual private things like that that I can understand why there might be some delay, but I don't like no-competes in almost anything. Let it go.
Well, we'll talk more about this tomorrow and everything else tonight. It is the Brian and Vinny Show with Granny, Craig, and Sean. WWF Challenge. Right? Challenge? Season 1?
Yes.
Episode 9? Somehow I remember that, but not the name of the show. And we'll discuss that. It'll be a lot of fun. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.